This hour's news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. The Pigeon Village Council issued a notice that hydrant flushing will be this week. Hydrant flushing will start Monday, October 13th, and will continue until Friday, October 17th. While the work is being done, there may be some water discoloration, so it's suggested to let the water run until it's clear. Also, the village's Planning and Zoning Committee will meet tonight at 5 p.m. The council also set hours for Halloween with additional provisions. The provision is implementing a curfew hour of 9 p.m. for those who are age 17 and under. The curfew hours start on Wednesday, October 29th, and continue through Saturday, November the 1st. Trick-or-treat hours were set from 5:30 to 7 p.m. on October the 31st, and Pigeon's Farmer Market will be hosting a trunk-or-treat from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. A serious crash involving four vehicles occurred at the intersection of Rust Avenue and Newton Street in Saginaw, resulting in at least one fatality and multiple people trapped in the wreckage. Emergency crews responded quickly using multiple sets of hydraulic rescue tools to free those involved. The crash occurred in front of police, and motorists are advised to avoid the area while authorities continue their investigation and clear the scene. Official details, including the identities of those involved and the cause of the crash, haven't been released as of Sunday evening. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's declared October 13th through 17th as Free School Lunch Week in Michigan. The proclamation coincides with continuation of free school meals for all 1.4 million public school students, funded through the state's balanced bipartisan budget signed by Whitmer. The program saves families roughly $1,000 per child annually and helps students focus on learning instead of worrying about meals. Whitmer emphasized bipartisan legislative support and highlighted additional education investments in the budget, including record per-pupil funding, increased literacy programs, free pre-K and community college, campus improvements, and bonuses to educators. The initiative supports student health, learning, and Michigan agriculture, with schools serving local food.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.
Social Security is continuing to disperse retirement and disability benefits despite the shutdown. While some services are being scaled back, marketing and outreach programs have been suspended temporarily. About 12% of staff have been furloughed, focusing resources on essential payments. Recipients are advised to access information online for updates. Medicare and Medicaid remain operational. Experts do not anticipate benefit interruptions in the near future. And world leaders convened at Sharm el-Sheikh summit in Egypt to formalize the Gaza truce and plan future negotiations. The event focused on long-term security, reconstruction, and peace frameworks. Several heads of state have pledged support for humanitarian aid, while President Donald Trump called for an end to historic feuds and a new era of cooperation. The summit set the tone for regional peace talks ahead. Officials hope for concrete action in the coming months. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.
When Burton Ramsey opened Ramsey Fair Home in 1948, it was to help serve a need in the community. All these years later, and now more than ever, that belief is still the same. If you've recently had your hometown fair home close, know that you have options, and that our family at Ramsey Fair Home is here to help. If nothing but to answer your simple questions honestly, Ramsey Fair Home is here for you and your family when it matters the most. We can help rearrange your pre-arrangement with 76 years of integrity and experience of serving our community. Death is never convenient, and it's certainly not easy. That's why our family is here to help you. Don't get caught off guard and have a plan for the future with Ramsey Fair Home of Harbor Beach. For more information, go to RamseyFH.com. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Fair Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
And that's been your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.